They kept north, south, east, and west. It was all with great order. And that was for the purpose of two things. One was when the pillar of cloud or pillar of fire moved, they could pick up the tent of meeting and they could move. Yes? That was a good thing. But there were times of war coming. There were times when the nation of Israel, as it advanced into the promised land, were going to be met by people who opposed them. Correct? And so they were told to array themselves in a military fashion with divisions and captains and lieutenants. All of the order of what you would consider an army. And why were they told to do this? Identifying those for battle. And of course, in the story, it's naming, I think, just the men of the nation age, 20 and older. So if you got the 20 years and older men arranged in divisions marching into battle with everybody else, you got other men, women, and children behind them, or women and children largely. So we argue here back and forth, but somewhere between 2 to 2.5, 3 million people. Hello? Can you imagine 2 million people on a march? And you're a Jebusite, Hivite, Perizzite, Hittite, wherever you are. You're something coming against this? And of course, the soldiers, the army, these guys lined up here. Maybe they're a little anxious today. Maybe they're anxious. But who is their God? Jehovah. Yes? Do we believe this? Or is this just a nice little Bible story? Do we really believe that if God tells me to walk in that direction, that He knows what I'm going to face and He will equip me to do whatever He wants me to do to go where He's told me to go? I think this is our crisis of faith today in America. Well, I don't mean it politically, America. I just mean us who live here. Is that we've got it so good with distractions that we can forget the path that God's laid out for us. I mean, I'm not faulting us for being prosperous, but wouldn't it be better to be prosperous in our faith? And so that's what I want to encourage you with today through the book of Leviticus and Numbers. That all of this busy work, all of this detail, all of this what looks like exhaustive arrangement was given to them by God. Fast forward to the new covenant. What have we been given? The Holy Spirit. We have not been left alone, have we? He is available. To whom in this room is the Holy Spirit not available? Exactly. So if God's, now this is God Almighty, right? We're talking Jehovah Elohim, God Almighty. We're talking about the big dude, right? If God Almighty has not left us alone, but has sent us His Holy Spirit to indwell us and empower, dunamis, empower us and lead us, guide us, direct us, provide for us, huh? Who among us is left alone? God, help me on my camino. Show me where to walk. Keep me from my enemies. Go before me and teach me your will. Amen? Amen? Amen. God bless you, church. I don't know. What do we have for refreshments today? I know we've got muffins galore up there. It's going to be great. You might spend some time this week asking God to reveal to you His way. Amen? Amen. All right. You are dismissed.